Pavilion by Nabila Norden was created in 2023. Made of timber, white rags, beeswax, pigment, acrylic paint, spray paint, moldable plastic, epoxy modelling compound, cotton rope and ecrolimer, a liming product. It is 3,720 millimetres high by 1,700 millimetres wide and 1,400 millimetres deep. The sculpture appears like a tall, slender candle with a bright flame atop, standing on a square tabletop that replicates the feel of a giant plinth. The entire creation is covered in ragged, soft-draped fabric pieces. Here, irregularity, proportion and balance are used to pronounced effect. The scale of the work is immense. The sculpture resembles a slender figure upon a plinth or platform that hovers precariously in mid-air, as if the upright or figure is standing on a ledge. The timber base of the work is around 2 meters tall, over half the height of the piece. It has two uprights that have short, hidden triangular stands at the base for added stability. They are joined by an angled beam about a third of the way up. These uprights support a square, table-like top. The thicker leg sits slightly in from the edge of the tabletop, and rising above this is a slightly offset column of similar thickness or width, around 530 millimetres round and just over 1.5 metres high. Crowning the sculpture is a nearly luminous red flame-like shape, about 200 millimetres tall, that seems to flicker and change as you circumnavigate around the work. Apart from this upper piece, the entire sculpture is covered in white and torn square rags, which have been dipped into a product. So the pieces held by a corner form handkerchief-like folds, and when attached to the form, meld and flow over the surfaces, covering them from top to bottom. These triangular shapes drape over and clothe the entire upper column. They fall from the edges of the tabletop plinth and cover the stand, so the whole is a heaving mass of fabric folds. Thick cotton ropes have been looped around to cover the angled crossbar that stabilizes the supporting structure of the plinth. And more of these long, thick strands fall from beneath the plinth tabletop to the floor, covering the back of the wider upright beneath the column in long strands. This change of texture brings an entirely different feeling to these areas, as the strands are finer and the longer lengths flow, like a waterfall from under the handkerchief edge at the top, and cascade and pool onto the floor. Building from a pale palette, cloth rags and twists of cotton rope have been daubed with streaks and hints of colour, blue, yellow, lavender, orange and red, with touches of green and neon pink, which animate the surfaces, adding depth and vitality to the whole. The surfaces have also been playfully overpainted with lashings of white, building a complex and textured whole. The bright red shape at the top of this towering piece that perches flame-like, well out of easy view, is intense in colour and is picked up in the subtly refrained touches of red, pink and orange amongst the many dangling handkerchiefs at the base of the plinth.